Well, really, you know, today isn't about me. It's about this wonderful bunch of singers and teachers from the Mount Sion Choir Inner City School in Waterford. And they opened for me last year at one of my shows in Waterford. And I was just totally taken with these people and their energy and their belief. And so I mentioned at the end of the show that it would be a good idea if we recorded a single together. And so we made it happen. And then they raised some funds and they came over and I got them into Metropolis Studios in London. And that's a song called Your Love Carries Me. I'm really blessed that they've recorded it. And a couple of people have recorded that song before. But they just bring their own energy to it. And we're here in this beautiful cinema in Youghal called The Regal. And we've just recorded a video for it.
What was it about the choir that inspired you? Because there is actually video of you performing with them, and you can see like the moments when you see the kids come on stage and actually play their parts, and you seem to be really
enjoying it. Well, I mean, look, the thing, I'm at that stage in my career now where it's very important for me to start giving something back. I've been really, really blessed. And, you know, the opportunity came along to work with these kids. And, you know, I think sometimes we can give kids a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of light in their lives, then that they carry that on as they go into adulthood and they pass it on, you know. And it's just been an amazing, Kelly Carney is, you're going to be speaking to her a little bit later, she's an amazing inspirational woman. And of course they're not doing this for themselves, they're doing it for cancer charities, and that's incredible too because it's very giving of them. And it's just to watch the people out there in the audience with photographs of loved ones that they have lost, it's just heartbreaking, but there's hope, there's always hope. And that's what the song is about. It's about, you know, that hope, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
It's amazing to me how much they've embraced your lyrics and the sentiment behind the song. How does it resonate for you that they've done that?
Well, that touches my heart because, you know, songs are, you know, as when we spoke before, Justin, I mean, songs are, you know, are the purest way of communicating. You know, you can almost communicate between two hearts with the song if the lyric is from a real place and it's not contrived. And, you know, that's what I try to do in my career, you know, even with my new album, Light Escaper. I was really careful to pick songs that are just honest songs. They're about how, maybe where I am in my life at the moment, but where other people are in their lives. And it's just a lovely moment to be involved in an event such as this, because I think it'll touch a lot of people out there.
I must mention the album. It's been doing phenomenally well. Number one, the independent album chart. You launched it at the weekend in London, and you seem to be going around accumulating people. I mean, you really are committed to kind of paying it back. You've already booked like half the acts for next year's concert in Limerick, haven't you?
I have. You know, again, you know, it's not again like today. It's not about me. You know, I'm the kind of facilitator. You know, I write songs. I'm useless at everything else in life. I write songs and I make music, but I do that because it feeds my soul. So the album, I was surprised when it went in at number one, but everybody seems to really love it, and that's really important to me. It's not about sales. It's just about people liking the songs and relating to them. All I'm doing is communicating with people. If I can communicate with somebody, then that's it. That's you know, that's all I can ever hope for.
You are not unassisted, though. Your sister has played an awfully strong role in bringing this all together. How much work did she put into that?
Oh, my God, a huge amount of work for this wonderful... Well, Catherine is also the interior designer for this beautiful building here. And Catherine and myself are closest in my family. So there's 11 of us, and we're the closest in age. We're the two youngest. So we have a great connection, and I guess, you know, Catherine has always kind of believed in my music. And when I reached out to her and I said, look, you know, we're trying to do this thing for the Mount Sion Choir, of course, she just came on board, and she's just like just an amazing person. And she, you know, I'm very, very proud of her, really, in all her achievements in her life. She's got beautiful children. She's just one of these great people, you know, and she's, you know, lives in Youghal. And, you know, Youghal, as you know, as I told you before, is one of my favorite places. In fact, I have to say, if I was thinking of ever moving back to Ireland, which I kind of am, I think I'd be very drawn to this area because I think the people have so much heart, you know. And you know, Lighthouse Keeper, the album, the song was inspired by that little lighthouse up there in Lighthouse Hill. So there's definitely a connection.
It is one of the few, I just want to touch on that, because it's one of the few songs on the album where you aren't accompanied. I mean, you have a stellar lineup, a who's who of Irish music in there. But you kind of, it's the lead track on the album.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a very personal song for you.
Yeah, well, it is personal. I mean, in a lot of ways, all the songs are personal, but I think the one thing about the album is everybody that I invited to sing on the record with me, they brought their own gifts with them, you know, and that's the thing, you know, and that's why I think Lighthouse Keeper is an album that you're not going to get tired of very quickly. So I hope people like it.
Don, listen, it's been great to talk to you. I know you're pressed for time. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
No, it's always good to talk to you. And here comes the lovely Colette now. So I'm going to hand over to her. Here she comes. This is Colette Kearney, ladies and gentlemen.
Colette.
She's
Hello.
Just an incredible lady.
No, I'm not.
Colette, Don's been singing your praises. Tell me a bit about the work of Mount Sinai Choir, because this caps off an amazing year for you.
An amazing year. We are a small school from the heart of Waterford City. There are less than 300 pupils in our school, and we actually don't have music as a subject, but this choir is set up because we just absolutely love music, we love singing. The three teachers in charge are a science teacher, an English teacher, and an Irish teacher. So how this choir has come to be is really remarkable.
And these kids, it's amazing to me how they get together and they have so much joy and so much harmony as well.
The harmony took around 6 years to get that together, being quite honest with you. They are, number one, best friends. And then the singing comes after that. So that's what we always focus on, is how can we be kind to each other, how can we be kind to others, and then after that we sing well together. But I think the bond between them all is a bond of love, being honest.
Now, Don was mentioning how you two guys came together back in May, I think it was, but his offer, you had to put in a lot of work to actually take up on this offer, didn't
you? When the offer came, so it was the end of May, the start of June, when we suggested about going to London. Number one, Don was incredible to say that yes, and he'd get musicians lined up and engineers. But the next hurdle for us was, how do we get a group of 22 children over to London in September when parents are under pressure with money? And we all sat down together, had a big meeting, and decided we're going to do it. And for the 12 weeks of the summer, we sang every week. There isn't a person in Waterford that has not heard us sing, because we were out there singing continuously.
And the support you've gotten must be very heartening as well.
The support today, and the support online, and the support from our community, like the Mount Sinai community in Waterford City. Now it seems to be like a movement that's after spreading out from Waterford. It's like it's in Munster now. And if it can get into Munster, it can certainly get into the rest of the country, because I think this cancer anthem unites everybody, absolutely everybody.
You were speaking earlier about how much it resonated with you. Why is this song, why does it touch people so deeply?
I listened to it around 300 times when Don sent it first. And one day I thought of my own dad, and he had cancer and fought so hard to stay alive, and the words really struck me, because it goes, "You are the hope in my horizon, you are the light that I can see, and in the dark when I have fallen, you are the love that carries me." And I thought of my own dad, how he was so sick from treatment, but he wanted to fight on for us, his loved ones. And that's why I think of Vicky Phelan, Emma Vicknahuna, all these, Stephen Teef's wife Irene, all these key Irish people, beautiful Irish women that are fighting or have fought for us. And it's just really important message to get out there. Cancer unites everybody. Everybody knows somebody with cancer.
And this single, when it's released, will support three organisations that are working to help support people who are facing cancer.
We have the Solace Centre in Waterford, which is a key centre for cancer support in Waterford. And then we picked two lesser-known cancer charities for teenagers, because they don't get as much publicity and it's difficult to raise funds. So we chose Canteen and Can Care for Living, which are two teenage cancer charities.
But kids, how important is it to have an experience like this? I mean, this is in many respects a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Each day I wake up and pinch myself that these things are happening to us. We don't have music in our school. We don't know how to read music. How have we made a single? Genuinely, how have we made a single? How did we go to London? How are we here now in this beautiful room with all these happy kids? It's meant to be. I absolutely believe this is written in the stars. This was meant to happen. I think it's a voice for Irish people to kind of say thank you to the likes of Vicky and Emma, and to acknowledge everything they've gone through and they are going through.
Well, listen, Colette, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me, and I want to congratulate you on the work you've done and the work that the kids have done. It's been phenomenal afternoon seeing you, singing your heart out, and Don's sister as a cheerleader in the background.
It was great crack, but equally there was people in the audience crying, and I think that's what's important. You know, we touched all emotions today, sadness, joy and hope.
What's the plan for the single then? When can people get their hands on it?
Well, this is the next plan now that I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. The universe is going to take care of me. I have a man in Waterford who's going to make around 400 CDs for me. We have to get this as a digital download. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how we're going to manage it. Somebody out there has to help us get this onto a digital platform. It'll happen for us. I know it will. I just need to have it happen fairly quickly.